Ron DeSantis seeks to send Biden's migrants to Delaware. By Neil Monroe on November 11, 2021. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will bus foreign economic migrants to President Joe Biden's home state of Delaware. "If they are going to come here, we'll provide buses. I will send them to Delaware," he told a press conference November 10. After being asked about Biden's transfer of economic migrants from Mexico border into Floridians' home state, DeSantis responded, "I mean, if he's not going to support the border being secured, then he should be able to have everyone there. So we will do whatever we can in that regard, and we are absolutely going to do everything we can." Many of the migrants get temporary legal status from Biden's pro-migration deputies as they cross the border. That status would likely deny DeSantis a legal opportunity to detain the migrants for transport to Delaware. However, migrants who are arrested for the violation of state laws can be detained. Since January, Biden's deputies have released roughly 600,000 migrants into the United States and have allowed at least 400,000 migrants to sneak across the border, often after multiple attempts. Many of Biden's migrants join relatives who moved into Florida during the last 10 years. Many migrants work hard to support their poor families in Central America. Many others are middle-class migrants trying to escape stagnant economies in Brazil, Venezuela, and other developed states. But their arrival in the United States distorts Americans' national job market. Their arrival allows employers to hire cheap foreign workers instead of hiring Americans at good wages, or instead of investing in labor-saving machines to help Americans do more productive work in less time. The migrants also drive up the cost of housing for Americans, making it hard for young Americans to buy homes and create families. The migrants also bring children to crowded K-12 schools, making it more difficult for American kids to get a good education. Many polls show that legal labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and allows elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, attractive to Democratic voters, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.